Here just a little bit right here. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 4. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. Now go with me to chapter 4 of Proverbs and verse 5. Listen to this here now. This is Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 5. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Listen to this now. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Understanding is so awesome, Lord. Oh, it is. Amen. Now go with me to Proverbs 16 and 22. Proverbs 16 and 22. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that has it. Again, understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that has it. Amen? Now listen to it. But the instruction of fools is folly. I want to read this. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that has it. Oh, in all thy getting, get understanding. Amen. Now go with me to Luke 24. Luke 24. Write these down, and then you can get in your Bible dictionary or whatever in the back of your Bible and look up these words. Amen. Write them down. Study them. Amen. Luke 24 and verse 45. Now let me back here just a little bit. I believe it's necessary here. Amen. Okay. That's Luke 24 and verse 40. I'm going to read down now. And when he had thus spoken, he shewed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a boiled fish and of a honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. Listen to this, church, now. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you. Now, talking about when I was first with you. Amen. That all these things must be fulfilled. This is when Christ was first alive walking. The disciples were with him. Okay. Which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. He fulfilling these things when he first came and when he started around in his late 20s, however, he began to get the disciples, teaching them. That had to be fulfilled. Amen. Now, this is after he's crucified now and he's there with them, talking to them. He appears to them. Now, listen to this. He said these. And he said unto them these words. These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. All of this. Now listen to what he said. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. Do you hear that, church? In all thy getting, God give me understanding. Amen. Listen. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I say the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Take a hold of that, church. Take a hold of that. Now go with me to Philippians. I'm going to Philippians 4. Philippians 4. Philippians 4 and verse verse 4 and 4. And I'm going to get down here to some other verses here. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Now listen to this, church. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Now listen to this, church. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Verse 7. Listen to this now. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. Now I'm going to go back to Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16:22. Please write these down. Write these down. There's many more in understanding throughout the Bible. Give me understanding that I can know your way. All right, let me go back here. 16:22. Again, I want to read this here. I want to read this. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that has it. But the instructions of fools is folly. Again, understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that has it. You know, when I was a young boy, born in Ohio, but my mother from down in Kentucky and that, we went back, she took us down there, and we lived down there. And a lot of people back in the hills of Kentucky, down in around Pineville, Kentucky, down in Stinking Creek, and all down in those areas, a lot of people's had a well or a spring. They would find a spring back in the mountains. They would build their home, and they would go, and they would keep their stuff in that cold spring, because a lot of them didn't have electric back then. Do you hear that? And they would have a spring, and they would take a bucket, they would go to the spring to get water in that. Amen. And you think of that understanding, it's like, how could I put it to you? What was hardly electric and so forth and that? That's been back years and years ago and that. But in this, now listen, in Proverbs chapter 17, and verse 27. He that has knowledge spareth his words. Now listen. And a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Go down with me to verse 28. Even a fool, when he holds his peace, is counted wise. And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. You know, in all thy getting to get understanding. You know, I could have, when I went to school, I could have a math book, I could have a science book, and it's all about the future and all about this thing. And I could look at the division or the multiplying or something. And if I didn't understand it, what was 10 and 10 or what was 9 times 9, 81, you know, I seen that, but I didn't understand how to understand what the problem was. Many things. You could get, when we go in other countries and I'm up there preaching, I have an interpreter. He's interpreting for me. It could be in Africa, it could be in China, it could be in Russia, wherever I'm at. I just take hoping what he's saying, he's interpreting what I'm saying from English to whatever that language may be. And I just trusting him. But he has the understanding what I'm saying in English. He's learned it in that, how to interpret that into the language of at wherever I'm at. And but yet understanding, and all thy getting get, it's a well of life. Understand, you can have like a figure and you don't understand it. You don't know how to figure it out in that. It's like a blueprint, and you give me a blueprint, or you can give me something. I don't understand it at all. I see the words, but I don't understand the formula. I don't quite understand it. Well, I can tell you, I believe that when you're praying and seeking God, ask the Lord, give me, Lord, understanding of your word. I won't understand, because that's what they wanted. They, Lord, give us understanding. And God gave them understanding of what he was saying, because his words were spirit and life. Amen. And that's it. I can get on here and say to everyone out there, you must be born again by the Spirit. And it's like Nicodemus. He's very into the Word of God. He knew the Word of God in that. He was a teacher, but he didn't understand. His natural thought was, as a man, how can a man of my age, how can I get back into my mother's womb again? How can that be? Because his understanding was a more earthly understanding. There's heavenly understanding and there's earthly. I've heard people say, brother, you're too heavenly minded to be any earthly good. Well, I thank God. I want my affections and my mind. I want the mind of Christ. I want to know what the Spirit is saying to me. I need to understand what the Holy Ghost. It takes the Spirit of God to do that. Amen. That understanding, it's not an earthly understanding. It's heavenly understanding. I love what God said. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that has it. You know, I can preach, and I know I got to be careful at times. When I pray and seek the Lord about standing in a pulpit, a lot of times I say, Lord, am I preaching to babes in Christ? Are there that have exercised their senses in understanding the Word of God? Are they rightly dividing it? Because I can get up there and preach, and people say, man, I don't even understand what you were saying. Well, let me tell you, it has to be putting on the mind of Christ. Those disciples, same way with Nicodemus. How can I get back in my mother's womb again to be born again? His understanding, and the Lord told him, if I speak to you of earthly things and you don't understand it, how are you going to understand heavenly things? That's why we must be born again, to give me an ear to hear what the Spirit says. I don't have to be sitting in a pew always to get understanding what to preach in. I can open this book up. If you will hunger and thirst and open your heart up, and you might say, Lord, I don't want to be really earthly good. I want to be heavenly minded. I'm not interested in a carnal mind. I want to know the volume of this book that's written of you. I'm not going to crawl back into my mother's womb a second time. I must be born again. I can tell you, I had a mother and a dad. I was born into this world. Do you hear me? I'm talking to you right now. If you're listening there on Facebook, I've got a birth certificate, what my name is, my driver's, I got that. But I can tell you, God help us, to get into this kingdom, it's absolutely understanding is a wellspring of life. To have the true understanding of Christ, rightly divided, knowing this, knowing that, calling light darkness and darkness light. We must get into the volume of this book. We get in here, we read the Word of God, we seek the Word of God, and looks at God. And here, he that refuses instruction despises his own soul. But he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. You took a test and you failed it. And you, the teacher or whoever, the examiner, said you failed. Well, why? Why? Well, you didn't give the right answer to that question. Well, I didn't understand the question. Well, that's the same way. If we don't understand the Word of God, how are we going to... If we don't know the answer, then I can tell you. You can ask me a lot of things about different things. I don't have no understanding about it. How does that... things that I don't know. I don't understand it at all. And a lot of things I see going on today, I said, Lord, I don't understand that. I don't understand that, this and that. You can give me a big figure. I don't know how to figure it out. Hear me what I'm saying. But I do know in who Christ is, and I know that I'm in Christ and Christ is in me. His Spirit bears witness with my spirit. Amen. I know. I opened the Bible. I come, learned on it. Let me tell you, there was that tree of knowledge. I can tell you. That tree of knowledge of good and evil. But I can tell you, the problem was, if we try to get understanding without God, we're going to go the wrong way, brother. We're going to go the wrong... You got people that can understand figures. They can understand many things they can understand. But we need the understanding. And I can tell you, the understanding right here is a well of life. What? Unto him that has it. Have you got understanding? Some people said, well, I heard you preach, but I don't understand what you mean by that. I don't understand. A man void of understanding strikes his hands and becomes surely in the presence of his friend. I don't understand. What was he saying? Well, see, the words, that's the problem was, they heard Jesus speak a lot, and a lot of them walked away. He said, back there, what does he mean? He's saying this, he's saying that. Because they were just carnally, they were just plain, they're just plain carnally minded. They just had it. Listen, it's hard to teach anybody when they think they know it all. Do you hear me? Well, I know it, brother. I know this. I know that. And sometimes it's a babe. A babe in Christ can get with all by getting, get understanding. Get understanding. Lord, give me understanding. What are you saying in this book? What are you saying to me here, Lord God? You know, what? Except the man be born again. He said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no... What do you mean, eat your flesh and drink your blood? See, you can look at it in your own. Lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and God will direct your path. See, do you hear that? I've got to understand. Oh, there's people out there smart as can be, earthly. But to be spiritually minded, they're blinded to it. People's going to church today because the preacher told them they're saved. They told them, Lord, it's broken my heart at times to talk to somebody dying, somebody literally dying, and tell them, are you born again? I'm Catholic, I'm Baptist, I'm this, I'm that, I'm a Mormon. What it is, we think we're saved because we belong to some denomination. We think we're saved just because we go to church. God help us. There was those that Jesus was, the Word become flesh. They were right there talking to him, listening to him, feeding, and all they were wanting was the loaves and fishes. You hear me what I'm saying? Oh, well, he's a good man. We go on and on. Do you hear me what I'm saying? It was like two men, one on the left, one on... He's hanging on that cross. That one, he knew he was on that cross. And he said, Lord, in other words, Lord, get us down from this cross. And I'll believe you. I'll believe you. Hear me what I'm saying. And the other man, he said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He said, today thou'll be with me in paradise. God help us, church. He said he had to die. I'm going to rise again. Lord, I can tell you, church, we need understanding. And all thy getting, get understanding. Open my understanding to the Word of God, to the Holy Scriptures of God. There's knowledge. He that has knowledge spareth his words. And what? And a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Lord, help us. We need that today. Over in the book of James, there's so many places here in the Bible, church. There's just so many, 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 many places in the Bible. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And here, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberty and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. And it goes so much in the Word of God. Let me go over here too. I'm in the book of James. Amen. There's so many things here I like so much about here. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Listen. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. And Lord, it's like, listen. I know I'm a man. I have that much smarts. I know I'm a man. But today, people don't even know who they are. They don't even have the understanding of what they are. It's something. Understanding. It's like when the Lord sent the man, because he become like an animal. He went out into the fields and he ate like an animal. He lost his understanding of who he was. Have you ever heard of a person that, with understanding? They've had some kind of a wreck. They've hit their head and they don't even know who they are now. They don't even know how to relate. They've lost the understanding in that. And I've seen it too on understanding in the Word of God, is that and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Lord, do you hear that? A man of understanding is of an excellent... Understanding what? Understanding who Christ is spiritually. Knowing the Word of God. Standing there preaching. Oh, church, we need that. In Philippians, we need... All through the Bible. And he said that he said to the disciples about your understanding. How long must I be with you in that? How much must suffer with you? They just couldn't figure it out. But God opened my eyes of understanding, opened my ears to hear and understand what you're saying is from the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Knowing the will of God. You won't know the will of God until you understand how the Lord is. Hear me what I'm saying. Hear me. You can go to church and all of that. To try to figure God out in the natural mind with your own, lean not to your own understanding. Lean not to your own understanding, but all thy ways acknowledge God. Know Him. Understand. How can I be born again? You're not going to figure it out. Nicodemus, you're not going to figure it out. Marvel not that I said. You're not going to understand it in your natural, carnal, religious mind. You're not going to do that. But if you just you truly come to Christ as a babe and cry out to Him, when you're born again, you'll understand. I know what you're saying now. Amen. I didn't say, my mom could have said I wanted a boy. My dad could have said, or she could have wanted a girl, and dad wanted a boy. Well, I don't know. When I came out, I didn't know what I was. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Till one day I found out I was a boy. Hear me what I'm saying. I was a boy. Amen. So, anyway, he that refuses instruction despises his own soul. Instruction is the way of life. Do you hear that? Instruction is learning something, understanding what it means in that. Amen. But he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. People hate reproof today. Oh, and that's what they're about. Reproof, rebuke, correction with all long suffering. Oh, I don't like reproof. I don't like to be rebuked. I don't like to be corrected. Like in this world, you're gonna, even if you don't with Christ, you're gonna in here. You're gonna get instruction on the job, you're gonna be corrected, you're gonna be told you're wrong, and that plain and simple. Well, I know it all. No, you don't know it all. No, you don't. And I can tell you, born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, you could be walking here 100 years with Christ, and you're only barely scratching how much you can understand it. It's beyond words. And look up. I mean, I like what God said. Help me, Lord. Abraham. What did He say to Abraham? Abraham. I mean, Abraham's way up in age. Well, he got it figured out now. Got it figured out. So what did he has no son. Sarah, her womb is dead. She's up around, I think, 90 years old. He's 100 years old or so. And the Lord told him, you're going to have a son. Well, what he did, he goes into Hagar. Amen. He goes into her, that's how it happens. That's how it happens. And that's the problem. We're trying to get from that tree of life with the understanding that we want that understanding, our ways in that. Well, lean not to your own understanding. Here it was, had a baby. Well, he's up. Well, he figured, hey, I'm getting old age. I'm dying. I'm dried up here as this man and that. Well, here comes, she has a baby. Well, it works out. I guess that's how it's going. That's how it happened. That's how. No. Sarah shall have a son, and you shall call his name
Isaac.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And well, okay. huh? Lord, how can this thing be? Seeing I'm old age, and my wife, who her wound is dried up. See, that's my understanding. And that's just how it is. Lord has told me to do this and that. I said, Lord, go where? Go to China? Go to Russia? It's like Peter. Lord, there's no use getting out of this boat. Because I know I can't walk on water. But according to your word, I'll get out of that boat. Church, listening not to our own understanding. I know when I'm hungry, my belly tells me that. I know that when I read the word of God, Lord, help me. Give me understanding. Let me know the scriptures. I want to know what these words mean. Wisdom and all thy getting, understanding. Having wisdom to understand the interpretation of the word in that. I want that understanding. Amen. I need that. I could take a test and fail it. I see what the question they're asking me, but I don't have the understanding of the question. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say to you. In Spanish, I can speak a few words in Spanish. Gloria a Dios, Jesus Cristo, muchas gracias, a few things. Some of you probably don't know what I just said. Gloria a Dios, to God be all the glory. Jesus Cristo, Jesus Christ. So see, if I would preach that in Spanish, a lot of you wouldn't understand what I'm saying, right? You wouldn't understand what I'm saying. And that's the same way. Give us the ear to hear what the Spirit, when the Holy Ghost speaks, we need to have the mind, the understanding of Christ, to interpret what the Holy Ghost is saying. Amen? Amen to God. If I got up here and preached in Spanish all night, there may be some of you out there, but a lot of you wouldn't say, I don't understand the word he said. Amen? It's true. You wouldn't understand a word I said. Hear me what I'm saying. What good would it be? What good it would be? Well, that's why in all thy getting, get understanding. The understanding of Christ. And that will be rest of our lives understanding him. I mean, Abraham goes out there and he says, hey, Abraham, count the stars. Count the stars. In his own thinking, it's impossible. It's impossible. God could have told him exactly how many stars are in heaven. Do you hear that? God could have told him, count the hairs on your head. He wouldn't even know that. But God could tell him every word in his heart before every word he would say before he ever said it. That's the understanding of God. And that, okay, we're going to build a tower to get to heaven. They could build that, but God came down and just gave them another language. Do you hear what I'm saying? Another language. I want that pure language, the pure word of God. I want the understanding of Christ. And all thy getting, get understanding. How do I do that? In prayer, in the word of God, seeking him, hungering and thirsting for him. Open my understanding, Lord God. Open my understanding. I could stand in front of a mirror and talk to that mirror all day long. I'm so and so so. That mirror is only, all that mirror is going to do is reflect what's in it. Amen? That Bible closed. I know it's a Bible. I know it's from Genesis to Revelation, but I don't have the understanding of it until I cry to God and ask God, help me, God, to get understanding of your word. For I don't know what you're, because the words you speak are spirit and life. Lord, I know you're saying be born again. I'm like Nicodemus at that. How am I going to get back into my mother's womb? I don't have that understanding in that. But God help us. God will give us the understanding of his word. It is. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. In his own eyes, he thinks everything's all right. But God weighs his spirit, his motive in that. Over here in the Word of God, let me go over here a little bit, Mother. It says right here, the simple believeth every word. The simple believes every word. You go, I'm just simple-minded. I go to whatever that preacher says, I believe it. I don't. I want to go to the scriptures and see what he's saying. Does it line up with the Word of God? If I have the true Holy Ghost in me, the Spirit of truth, when that preacher preaches the Word of God, that Spirit, that Word coming forth will bear witness that the Spirit in me, that is the Word of God. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Listen, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now listen to this. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. Do you hear that? We believe whatever they say. I don't. I don't believe anything that preacher up there is saying. He could say a whole lot. Do you hear me what I'm saying? But I'm going to search. I'm going to examine. I'm going to see what he's saying. And if I truly have the Spirit of God in me, the Holy Ghost will never bear witness to falseness. He'll totally reprove it. Won't have nothing to do with it. Because the Spirit of truth will bear witness to the Word of truth. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. I'm going to go on over here quickly. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. Do you hear that? He that hateth reproof shall die. Let me tell you, God's going to correct us. He's going to chasten them that he loves. He's going to reprove us. He's going to rebuke us. He's going to correct us. Amen. Because we belong to him. Amen. Amen. Yes. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. God help us, church. God help us. I'm going to read this. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. He that is slow of wrath is of great understanding. Oh, God, give me understanding. You know, when I went to school, if I didn't do my homework or I didn't study, and they'd ask me a question, I don't know it. What did you study the lesson? And then when I take the test, it tells the teacher what I've been doing. I didn't understand the answer. I didn't understand the question. I'm sorry. So I don't have the answer. Amen. But if I studied that, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. In all thy getting, give me understanding. I want to understand. I need to know more about you. Amen. On and on. And then over here, the heart of the righteous studieth to answer. Oh, God help us. In the Word of God, if you will read the Bible, and Proverbs is a beautiful book, a beautiful Word of God to study in and learn in that. A sound heart is the life of the flesh. But envy rottens the bones. There's so much in here in understanding. In David, a lot in the scriptures, in the book of Psalms, understanding. I believe, Lord, we could study and understand and understand, but it's like an ocean. You don't know how deep it is. It's like the heavens. You don't know how high, how deep or how high. But we know this, that we can seek God. Give me understanding of thy word. Help me, Lord, to rightly understand it and rightly divide it in the Spirit of truth. And he will do that. Amen. Amen. I want to give you a few more verses and scriptures here. Amen. There's just so much about the understanding of God's word in that. Let me just find a few more here that I want to give. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction. Do you hear that? But he that refuses reproof erreth. Amen. That's the word of God. And I want to go over here just a few more. Let me give you this in here. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Now listen to this. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. I want to increase. If I decrease, then I will increase in Christ if I decrease. Amen? Amen. And here, listen. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. God, church, we need that. Listen to that. I want to read it again. Yeah. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. We need that, church. We need understanding, Lord. We need instruction. We need reproof, correction. And I want it. Do you want it? I want it. Amen. I'm going to read a few more verses here. Amen. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. It's something that understanding. The Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. I want that understanding. I want to open my mind. I want to be spiritually mine. I want to know what the Word of God is saying. And listen here. Now, this is something here. It's sin, and Lord help us. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. Do you hear that? Do you hear that, church? I'm just about, I want to give you a few more verses of scriptures here. There are so many in the Bible, all through the Bible. A lot of people, we want understanding, but we want it without the Lord. It's not going to work that way. Amen? Amen to God. I'm going to just, I'll give you a few more verses here about understanding. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct the path. He'll direct your path. Amen. I want to read that again. Listen to this. This is it. This is so beautiful right here. Listen to this. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. Now listen. So shall thou find favor. Now listen to this. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Oh, church, don't we need that? Don't we need that? Let's come true with God. How we need this. Amen. Go to Proverbs. Seek out. Look up that word understanding. Seek that. Ask God. It's like a pearl of great price. That man went looking for pearls. He found many, many pearls. He found many, many pearls. It's in the Word of God. Amen. That Word of God, understanding, wisdom, knowledge, beautiful, beautiful. Amen. He that lacketh wisdom, you know, and on. We need knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. But we got to hunger and thirst for the spiritual things of God. Amen. But church, that man was looking for pearls. He was finding this. He was looking. That was his. That's what his whole life was, finding those pearls. And one day he found a pearl of great price. And he seen that pearl. He knew that this pearl was worth more than any pearls he had. He took everything that he had found and gained of all that treasure. You know what he done? He knew that that pearl will cost more than any other thing I've ever found. He had that understanding. See, it's like a man. You know, you can have a diamond, and you say, that diamond, what do I want with that diamond? You don't know what it, but you may know it's a diamond. Come to find out, take it to a jeweler, he looks at it, he said, that's glass. What? I thought that was a diamond. Same way with gold. You can have gold, and you think you've got 18 karat gold. You come to find out, you got fool's gold. What? That's fool's gold. Because, see, you didn't understand really about the how to examine it, the testing, what it really, it looked like real gold, it looked like a real diamond. But this man, he knew what pearls were. That was his apparently his trade, what he was into. But when he seen this pearl, he looked at it. He knew that pearl is a genuine, 100% pure pearl, not made by a man's wisdom. He knew that this pearl, he sold everything he had for that one pearl of great price. And I can tell you, that pearl is Christ. Oh, when we understand, oh, just understanding. Give me understanding. Give me knowledge and understanding. And Lord, the fear of God, oh, the fear of God we depart from evil. Amen. I fear him, but I love him too. Amen. And not that he's going to strike me. No, no. I just know that my God is real. There's a song. Amen. My God is real, for I know. I feel him in my heart, in my soul, in my spirit. My God is real. He's real in my soul. You ever heard that song? Oh, church, I can tell you. I know he came, but I know he's coming again. Are you ready? Do you understand? Are you ready? Examine yourself. Search yourself, Lord God. How do you search yourself? In prayer. How do you know? In the Word of God. Give me understanding. The way of understanding is life to him. The way of life is to him that has understanding. Oh, Lord. Amen. I'm going to read a few more scriptures here. This is Solomon in Proverbs. A wise man will hear. I read to you, didn't I? I believe I did. Are we hearers only of the word but not doers? We deceive ourselves. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. A wise man. That man was looking for a lot of pearls, but when he found, he knew this pearl was, all them other ones was no comparison. That's that pearl of great price. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Do you hear that, church? Do you hear that? I'm going to read on down. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. Church, I want to say this tonight. In all thy giving, get understanding. And how did it come? By loving him, by the fear of the Lord. Men depart from evil by getting in his word, understanding. Give me understanding to the Holy Scriptures. It's like the man said, what would you have me to do for you? What would you have me to do? And you know what his cry was to the Lord? Give me understanding. And all thy getting, get understanding. Do you hear that? Amen. That's what he wanted. What would you have me see? The Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. I can tell you, many pulpits is selling the truth out. Selling it out. I can tell you, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And all thy getting, what do you want? Long life, riches, what do you want? And that man of God said, Lord, give me understanding. You didn't ask for long life, you didn't ask for riches, but because you asked for that, you will have all the other. Give me understanding of the volume of this book. Because I believe I could spend 1,000,000 years and I've only scratched the surface of who this Christ is. But I know he's the Son of God. And I know these words are truth. And I know if I seek him with all of my heart, I'll find him. If I hunger and thirst for understanding, the fear of the Lord and knowledge of him, he'll give it to me. Because I love the Word of God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. There's so much in this book, all through the Word of God. Lord, because you have asked for understanding. Whatever you want, I'll give it to you. I want understanding. We need that. Let's pray. Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that this message would reach multitudes throughout the world. And I pray, Lord God, that in all thy getting, get us understanding. Lord, for you said a wise man will hear and will increase in learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Give us understanding of the proverb, the interpretation, the words of the wise, and the dark sayings. Help us, Lord. The fear of the Lord, we depart from evil. Lord, give us understanding, knowledge, wisdom, and instruction. Giving you all the glory, praise, and honor. Heal the sick tonight, Lord. Save the lost. Bring the backslider in. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray. Amen. I'm asking those out there that will, it will go posted on Facebook.